Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Yeah!
Ever feel like you need direction in life? Someone to lead you? Centuries ago, Moses found that guidance as the Lord parted the Red Sea to give the Israelites safe passage from the Egyptians. He sang to the Lord, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling." Today, that same guidance can be found in Jesus Christ. It requires only our desire, our faith, and our trust.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Now what's wild? I can't imagine you.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. There are times when a tighter economy affects everyone's pocketbook, but for the most part, we are an affluent society. There are those, however, that barely survive. They are the outcasts. Fortunately, a merciful God promises those we choose to ignore, "I will restore you to health and heal your wounds because you are called an outcast for whom no one cares." Were it not for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we too would be outcasts.
I don't know. Can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a humble prayer. They tell me I'm just an outcast, I shouldn't speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. Lost and forgotten, they look to you still. God help the outcast when nobody will. I ask for nothing. I know so many less lucky than I. God help the outcast, the poor and downtrodden. I thought we all were the children of God. I don't know if there's a reason why some are blessed, some not. Why the few you seem to favor, they fear us, flee us, try not to see us. God help the outcast, the tattered and torn. Winds of this
children of God.
Trouble now, I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? Said I did, yeah. I created you. Now listen. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something, yeah. If not now. Talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy, who tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. Something. If not us, then who?
The Bible tells us the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. In James we read, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Whatever we're seeking, prayer should come first and not be a last resort.
Crying in the chapel, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just
just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the
Sometimes we stumble, sometimes we even fall, and we can't find a friend.
Hey.
Decades have passed since the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Despite his efforts to overcome racial prejudice and bigotry, there still remain people who refuse to accept those of another skin color or nationality as God's dearly beloved children. Dr. King's dream can only become reality when we treat every human being with the respect due a child of God. And free at last is more than living in a world without racial bias. It's life redeemed by Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you what he did for me, man. I'm here to tell you what he said for me. I know that he can do the same for you. He did it for me, so come and get it and feel like free, free, I'm free at last. I thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Free, free, I'm free at last. I thank God Almighty, I'm free. Free, free, I'm free at last.
We'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spirit.
Free, free, I'm free at last. I thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Free, free, I'm free at last. I thank God Almighty, I'm free.
Cause I'm free.
Free.
right here. See my old friend Martin. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look round, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free someday. He's gonna be one day anybody here. See my old friend Bobby. Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill. Abraham and Martin.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.